BBC News with David Harper. Humanitarian groups in Syria say that an intense month-long offensive by government forces against militants in the northwest of the country is creating the biggest wave of displaced people since the conflict began. They say more than 300,000 people have been forced to leave their homes in Idlib and Hama. The Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he's confident the US will not make good on President Trump's threat to tax all Mexican imports to punish it for illegal migration. The US Chamber of Commerce has opposed the move, saying it would hurt American businesses, farmers and consumers. Retaliatory Chinese tariffs of up to 25% on a further $60 billion worth of UF goods have come into effect. The measures were announced 2 weeks ago after Mr. Trump declared he was hiking tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The leader of the Lebanese Shia Islamist movement, Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, has called on Muslims to confront the Trump peace plan for the Middle East, which he's called a historic crime. Details of the plan, being drawn up by Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, haven't yet been published, but Sheikh Nasrallah said it would leave Palestinians dispersed across the region as refugees forever. The only abortion clinic in the US state of Missouri has had a temporary reprieve after a judge ruled it can keep operating until a hearing on Tuesday. The non-profit association that runs the clinic, Planned Parenthood, is appealing state health care officials' decision not to renew its license. Dozens of airports across Russia have been renamed to commemorate former czars and other famous figures. Russia's busiest airport, Sheremetyevo, is now named for the country's national poet, Alexander Pushkin. The airport in the northern city of Murmansk has been named after the last Tsar, Nicholas II. Live from London, that's the latest BBC News.